Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Sure. I don't know, how do you balance out the Indians losing the World Series and the way the presidential election came down for Democrats? Talk a little bit about what's going on in the halls of Washington right now. What's the buzz that you're hearing, or how have things gone a week since the election?
Sure. Just a lot of conversations. I spoke with a number of Republican senators this morning about some ideas. I reject, I liked what President-elect said on election night and a few days after when he visited the sitting president. But then when he hired Steve Bannon, who is an avowed white supremacist and an anti-Semite, and is engaged in hate speech, and he put him in the Karl Rove spot, the top political advisor right outside the president's door, I find that abhorrent. Even Glenn Beck, conservative commentators like him, find it reprehensible, and I hope the president reconsiders. At the same time, I find things to do on behalf of Ohio with the new president. I spoke at length with the head of the transition team for President Trump, or President-elect Trump, at who is on trade policy, and we're working on. I want to work with him on how do you renegotiate NAFTA? How do you pull out a Trans-Pacific Partnership? How do you get better trade enforcement, especially on steel and auto issues? So we'll make progress there once the president-elect decides where he wants to go and the details he wants to fill in. He's been in the right position on these trade policies. He's just never filled in what he wants to do instead. I have a lot of ideas about that. I've worked against NAFTA for 25 years, as people in Lorain County know, and I want to help in this effort.
Now that your party will not be in the White House, do you still take part in inaugural activities in Washington, D.C.?
No, I will be at the inauguration, I'm sure. I guess I'd say I take part with a great deal less enthusiasm because I don't like most of what I see with this president-elect. I thought his campaign was far too often divisive and combative in a way that turned off a whole lot of people and not just Democrats. And I think there's a lot of fear out there among a lot of young women that somebody that could talk like him could get the votes of men and women, people, you know, that have his character. So I'm disturbed by that. I don't know what will come of that. I don't know how to explain that to daughters and sons, too, that the president has that character. But he's president now. I live with that. I work with him when I can. And I would also say the tickets will be available to constituents in coming weeks. So people of any party that want to come to this inauguration should be in touch with my office. A few people already have. We'll take names, and we will serve as many people as we can and get as many tickets for the inauguration for Ohioans as we can.
Is there a realization that sets in, whether it's someone who becomes president, regardless of the party, or even in a position like yourself, U.S. Senate, where once you get in there, you find things may not be quite what you expected, or you might not be able to get things done as easily as you had hoped?
Well, of course there is. I mean, any new job is different from what you expected. What makes this situation unique is this is the first president ever in the country who has neither military experience, unless you count a military boarding school in the eighth grade, I don't think you do, has neither military experience nor elective office experience. And I'm a little troubled that he's relying on his family more than anybody else, it seems, and Steve Bannon, who is neither either military experience or government experience, to navigate this. And I think that the few pictures I've seen of the president-elect, a little bit deer in the headlights, because he has no idea what is about to happen. I don't think anybody does when they take the presidential oath, but at least they've been around people who have worked on these issues, who have always been. I mean, I'm not interested in this job, and nobody's prepared for it, but I've had enough background that when I came, I'd be conversant with a lot of issues and a lot of people and a lot of structure, and unfortunately, this president-elect isn't, so it's going to take him a while. We'll see, and he's got to be willing to learn, to read and learn and ask questions and listen. He hasn't shown he likes to do that, so we will see.
Well, you are going to be coming to Lorain County. I understand there's a elected official service event going on at Second Harvest Food Bank. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Second Harvest, I've been to their facilities a number of times, and they do incredible work in Lorain County and beyond, as far south as Mansfield, where I grew up. A group of us will be there just helping serve and box food and all. And it's tragic to me that we need to do that in this society, that there's still hungry people in spite of a growing economy. And we've seen economic growth, I guess, 75 months in a row now since the Auto Rescue and the Recovery Act. But still too many people don't have work or are too low paid to make ends meet. So this is a service we all should do.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown. Thanks for sharing your views.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Sure.